chance because I want to participate in this political process because I experienced for 21 years being denied my vote under martial law. And you guys don't take that for granted. And it's very sad. I mean, it really pains me a lot to see this again. I was a member of the National Movement of Free Election in the Philippines. I saw ballots being changed arbitrarily, ballot boxes changed arbitrarily. And how sad it is that although they don't do it here, they change parties instead of ballot boxes. And I bring my son, supposedly, it is supposedly a sunny day, it's nice for biking, but this is for him. I want him to see that if you don't protect your democratic rights, you lose it. And we better protect it or we lose it as well. Let's go to Iceland.
Hi, my name is Peter Dimitrov. I'm a lawyer and citizen of Canada. I tell you, Harper campaigned on the theme, stand up for Canada. And I say to you today, we have to stand up for democracy or we're going to lose it. And I want to say furthermore, I think what Mr. Emerson did is disgraceful, is dishonest, it lacks integrity, but I believe as well it's in violation of the law. I speak as a lawyer with an off-the-cuff opinion here, but I say to you that the right of any MP flows from the people to sit in that House of Commons. And it flows to the people because of the principle of fundamental justice that rests in the Charter of Rights. It doesn't require the Ethics Commissioner to make a ruling on that. And the failure of Elections Canada to act on this is a failure to exercise their lawful jurisdiction. This is completely unfair. It is a breach of the fundamental justice that you as Canadian citizens possess, and furthermore, it's a breach of your legitimate expectations as a voter. You were told Mr. Emerson was running for the Liberal Party, but lo and behold, he turns out to be a conservative. That is completely, in my view, illegal. We need remedies, and the remedies are only going to come from two places, either a political remedy or a legal remedy. Today I wrote three letters asking for all three opposition parties to come together to pass a motion forbidding that Mr. Emerson hold the seat in Parliament as an MP. And that letter has been sent to all three leaders of the political parties. And furthermore, to offer a motion to the House requiring that if anyone wants to cross the floor, they must face their electors again. And you should write a similar letter to each of those three party leaders demanding the same thing. Thank you very much. Stand up for democracy. Stand up for democracy. Stand up with me for democracy. Please.
Hi, my name is Andrew Nip, and I am a resident of Vancouver Kingsway, as many of you here are too. First off, I'd like to just say thank you very much to the organizers for putting on this event. For me, I exercised my democratic right on January 23rd, and I, as every one of you here, we are also exercising our democratic right now. Now, I'm not a card-carrying member of any federal party. I am nonpartisan. I vote based on what the parties offer, what the platforms are. And I believe what has happened here with David Emerson is an issue that goes beyond any sort of party lines. It's nonpartisan. It's dealing with our democratic rights. If this is how Mr. Harper can prove to the people of Canada that this is how he can get representatives in the urban major centers, it will be a very long time before he'll be able to legitimately do that. And just lastly, Mr. Harper, I hope you're listening to this or you read this. As far as I'm concerned, I don't think my concerns or anyone else's concerns in this room is considered superficial criticism.
love the Bear Risby. I've never spoken to in front of audiences before. My name is Barb Edwards. I'm here to protest against David Emerson as well. Now, I don't only feel that there should be a by-election, I also feel that there should be another election as well. Because he's also intruding on our rights of social housing. He wants to do away with all social housing as well. If you remember, a couple of weeks ago, in 24 hours, there was an article in 24 hours about he wants to do away with with social housing, and I was very upset about this as well. And I'm not very impressed. I am not a conservative. I am not a liberal. I have voted for Libby Davies. I have voted for Ian Waddell. I have been an NDP for quite a number of years. I'm very proud of myself for being an NDP for many years. Now, I used to be a conservative many years ago. I'm sure that many of you do not know. Maybe some of you older folks will remember John Diefenbaker, Robert Stanfield. Now, I used to vote for them, but now that they are no longer with us, I do not vote for liberals and I do not vote for conservatives anymore. As I said, I'm neither one of them anymore, so I cannot be held responsible for either of those governments. Now, I would like you all to do me a favor. When I count to three, I want you to just say one word. When I say go, you do this for me. Okay, one, two, three. Recall!
Recall! Recall! Recall! Recall! Recall! Recall! Recall! Recall! Recall! Recall! Recall! Recall! Recall!
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Braden Cayley, and I think I can bring two perspectives to this. First of all, I come from Richmond, and in the year 2001, we had a similar instance of Joe Pesci-Salido, the member of parliament who was elected there in 2000. He crossed the floor, so I know how that feels as someone who volunteered for Raymond Chan, the Liberal, in that election. Second, I ran for school trustee in Richmond in these past municipal elections, and it was my job for a lot of months to try to convince many young people that their vote was worthwhile. And now David Emerson's actions have shown a lot of them that, at least in some cases, and I can assure you every single case is one too many, but at least in some cases, their vote doesn't matter. Other speakers have spoken about how that takes people who really care about democracy and getting those votes out and throws their credibility out the window. I think that's a real shame that one person, David Emerson, was arrogant enough to do that. Second of all, I was so furious on Monday. I wrote a letter to the Globe and Mail, like a few other speakers have noticed as well, and I used a hockey analogy, and David Emerson always liked to do that, so I'd like to share that with you today. David Emerson crossing the floor before he was in the House of Commons, before there was even a floor to cross, and Stephen Harper soliciting that action was a definite and hard body check to integrity in our country, and for that, for those two actions, they both deserve some time in the penalty box. The only answer to this problem right now, the only acceptable outcome, I'd say, is an immediate resignation and an immediate by-election. Anything else would be unsportsmanlike conduct. Thank you.
We only have about 5 more minutes for speakers, and I know we have more than 5 minutes of speakers lined up. So in the interest of your fellow, if you can keep it shorter than 2 minutes, this would be a good thing.
I promise I'll be very brief. Mr. Emerson probably still claims to be the representative of Israel. If so, where are you, Mr. Emerson? Anybody can see him here? If he was here, I would like to ask him, not for the refund of the contributions to the Liberal Party, but for the refund of the trust. How is he going to refund our trust in the democratic process? I don't know about you, but I am a new Canadian. Well, not so new, I've been here 30 years. And I live in this riding. But I'm very proud of Canada and its democratic process because I came from a country where democracy was corrupted. And that's why I'm here in front of you today. I would like to share something with you too. The day when I read about Mr. Emerson crossing the floor, I also read the editorial page in the Vancouver Sun. And I don't know how many of you did that, but you did. I was appalled that the editorial board of the Vancouver Sun, and I hope there are representatives of that newspaper here, the editorial board of the Vancouver Sun saw opportunity in Mr. Emerson's action. I would like to ask the Vancouver Sun what they think now after we all are here showing our disagreement, our disappointment to this travesty to the democratic process. Thank you very much.
Well, hello, my name is William Nguyen and I'm a resident of this riding for almost for over 12 years. I have a degree in political science, and also I study English and Canadian history. I think what happened here today as manifested in the David Emerson episode or melodrama is that a very, very good indication of the state of democracy we're in right now. Several previous speakers talk about the lamenting about the lack of democracy or the tapestry of democracy in here today, and I would really concur with them because what really happening today, especially Mr. Harper's action and Mr. Emerson's action, we bring to mind the action of King Charles I of England back in 1641 when the king of the time saying that, you know, I'm the king, I have divine prerogative. That means that I am here to rule, and never mind what your opposition or criticism, superficial criticism is. So I would suggest to you all here that we should not stop just of recalling David Emerson, or even ask, or even forcing him to resign just a by-election, and that considers that everything is going to be hunky-dory and then we could go back to business as usual. No, it's not. Because the kind of things happening today with this Emerson thing is the tip of the iceberg of the failure or the loss of democracy we have today. Because now is that people like Stephen Harper will say, not just Stephen Harper, there are a lot more after him, will say that as soon as you get, I'm elected, whether I'm in a majority government or minority government, that's okay. I could decide on what's going on. So we have to take back initiative in our hands and say that define what democracy is.
Thank you.
My name is David Kraft. I'm a resident of Parkdale High Park in the west end of Toronto, where I voted in the last election. I'm here on a holiday, and I want to thank you very much for a great afternoon. I also think this is a pretty cool meeting. And I want to underline what a couple of people said, which is that this is a local issue, and it's probably most important for the voters of Vancouver Kingsway, but make no mistake, everybody in the country is paying attention. Everybody in the country agrees with you. So I wish you well, and I really hope you force David Emerson to resign, and you force either a recall or a by-election, a recall and a by-election. But I just want to emphasize that this is also a national movement, and it's a real opportunity, and I hope you'll keep it in mind when you wage this fight. It's a real opportunity for the Canadian voters to get some things done in the democratic process, to mobilize at a grassroots level, do at a grassroots level in a grassroots political way what hasn't been done in the House of Commons. By doing what you're doing, you're building a groundswell movement that can put some real teeth into what Libby Davies said, which is when that legislation comes forward in the House of Commons, they won't have any choice. And I'll just finish with one point, which is this may be a disgrace, and this may be an example of a degradation of the democratic process, but this is an example of the opposite. You want to get those kids mobilized, you want to get them back into the political process, then win this fight. Make this fight a national movement. There'll be plenty of kids watching.
Yeah, in the interest of respect for people's time, we'll allow the remaining speakers to speak, but 1 minute each.
Hi, my name is Kate. I'm a young voter in Vancouver Kingsway, and I just wanted to say that young voters are really disillusioned, but we're also angry. And we're especially angry at Emerson's arrogance, and we're ready to take action. So, it's so nice to see so many young people here today and young people that we've talked to in our neighborhood. We're going to be out there, whether it's knocking on people's doors, getting petitions signed for the recall, whether it's rallies outside Emerson's office, whatever it is, let's keep this really visible, let's keep the momentum going. We've got to get out there. The people of Vancouver Kingsway are stronger than Emerson thinks we are, and if he thinks this is going to end soon, he's got another thing coming.
My name is Danny, I'm a voter in Vancouver Kingsway, and this was the first time I actually voted in a federal election. I was sort of resigned to the fact that, you know, I'm just one person, my vote probably isn't going to tip the scale either way in the riding, and that's okay with me, but apparently none of our votes tip the scale either way, so it isn't really okay with me. And that can get you a little bit disillusioned, but I was angry, disillusioned, like a lot of us, but this has been great. I don't know, this is what I was hoping I would see as soon as I heard that, so good for you for coming out here. This is excellent.
Good for you!
Hello. My name is Arvin. And for a long time, I have been distressed and upset about the way this country is being falling apart. I would say it's not the same country that I remember when I was a child. And I felt so alone about all of this, I even started to organize myself. I've got my own buttons, I've created a whole persona, Marty. Marty's coming, and you can rely on it that we want good government and probity in government and honesty and all those good things that are missing. And I feel so all alone about this. I'm here today, and I want to thank you all for being here. You have really lifted my heart. God bless you all.